Yeah, things are definitely speeding up. We made great progress. Definitely, we see a lot of, you know, Spanish shop owners, persons in charge, making use of our e-services. So this is good at this time.
Yeah. From the perspective of some of the challenges that people have been experiencing in registering their spaza shops, speak to us about the nature of some of the challenges experienced. Because when we had our conversation, as you mentioned, just about 7 days ago, we did receive some feedback on the WhatsApp line of people wanting to now to access the e-services platform, and some messages and comments coming in about, you know, inaccessibility and those sorts of things. But speak to us more broadly about the nature of some of the challenges.
It appears like some of the Spanish shop operators are experiencing some difficulty in navigating the city's online services. So basically, these three steps, we highlighted as well in all of our communication. Basically, they register on e-services on our website, and then they will receive an email which will include a temporary password, and that password is basically, let's say, live or available for 48 hours. And the last step would be then to register or select your service, environmental health services, on the e-services portal, and then you need to activate the environmental health, of course. Right. And then, within plus minus 5 hours, your profile will be activated, and you'll be able to apply for the certificate of accessibility via e-services. We also have, of course, if you physically want to see someone, you can do applications at the environmental health offices. You can have queries, you can, you know, go to your nearest clinic, and you will be diverted to your environmental health office. But we strongly promote the use of the e-services because of its electronic nature and tracking nature. So you will receive a reference number, basically, and that you can keep as proof of your application.
Yeah. A reminder then, Zachary, about the specific laws and the regulations that Spaza Shop needs to comply with in order to protect public health and safety, perhaps if people may have missed our conversation the last time.
Okay. No problem. Basically, the Health Act and food regulations, in particularly the Center of Attention in Regulation 68 of June 2018, that is promulgated under the Foodstuffs, Cosmetics and Disinfectants Act 54 of 1982. Basically, that is where it speaks about, you know, the application of COA and also duties of, you know, food handler and person in charge and so forth. Other piece of regulations or actually the Business Act, okay, the zoning scheme, business regulations, fire safety legislation, and also the Tobacco Control Act, which is really important.
In terms of course, mentioned in the introduction that there are still quite a number of spaza shops that needs to be registered, the deadline, of course, being tomorrow. What measures is the city taking to ensure that as many as possible, if not all, of the outstanding number of spaza shops are registered come the deadline?
Okay. Actually, the president is put the onus on the spaza shops to ensure that they have applied for registration. Okay. Basically, we trust that the operators of these premises will apply via our portal or at the offices. The deadline is even the 13th of December. So, you know, there is a few more days left for people to do that application. We know that processing of that application and finalization of that applications is a bit challenging based on the resource constraints. However, application, the main focus is the application that has to be made by the deadline.
Yeah. Let's speak consequences. Of course, you did mention that the onus is on the spaza shops. From, I guess, a cooperative governance perspective, will there be any sort of processes that the national departments, government departments will do to ensure that, you know, municipalities then did play their part and local government played their part?
For sure. We've always been monitored by national, provincial as well. But the main thing is to have that traceability and that proof of us reaching out and, of course, you know, putting our best foot forward in terms of making it easy and accessible for the public to do their applications. Yeah, as mentioned, we are more than 209 EHPs within the city, and we are here to assist the public as best we can.
Yeah. Hoping, of course, that spaza shop owners, perhaps that are listening to us right now, adhere to the regulations and at least apply, if not conclude the registrations, but at least apply for the compliance certificates and all of the rest. And of course, you can make use of the various platforms that Zachary outlined for us this morning. But Zachary, once again, shukran so much. And thank you so much for your time this morning and everything of the best.
Thank you, Asha. Just a last note, just to add on to that application, there's no cost associated with this application. So We just want to be very clear on that. It's absolutely free to apply for the certificate of suitability within the city.
So no cost associated, Shukran, for that additional tidbit there. But once again, Zachary Shukran, and thank you so much for your time. As mentioned, that then Zachary Rudolph, the Senior Professional Officer of Quality Assurance and Specialized Health at the City of Cape Town.